At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Huge thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFT partners of The Dan Patrick Show. You can dive into all the action, hottest NFL, NBA trading cards. If you're looking for rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. But that's not all. Panini America, breaking new ground, exclusive NIL deals, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. Well, like the biggest name in college sports, Caitlin Clark. Also, some upcoming first-round draft picks. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Donruss, and so many more on the web at PaniniAmerica.net or the Panini Direct app. And discover Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments of the previous week. You get started by going to PaniniAmerica.net today, the official trading cards and NFTs of The Dan Patrick Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Somehow we made it to a Friday. It's a meat Friday at that. Morale is high. In case you're wondering, Tyler, the creator, was here early this morning, cooking up meat Friday. We got chili, and we got beer, cheese, and soft pretzels, and hot dogs. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
What is it, my birthday?
Yep. I said to Tyler, I said, you know, first day of fall, I got flannel on, I'm ready to go, got 55 degrees, it feels like it's chilly weather. And he goes, well, you mean like cold? I go, no, having chili. And he goes, oh, okay, I got it. So we got smoked beef and chorizo chili cooking right now. Oh, it smells good. It smells like fall. It smells like Pauly's birthday week continues. Yes.
Foliage football. Yes. Cool weather.
Pauliage, we're calling it.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes, Seton.
I like how we've sort of all reversed roles a little bit. Paul started out the week not wanting to do this and is ending on a very high, whereas I thought at the beginning of the week, Paul's birthday week was awesome, and I'm so sick of it.
Yeah, I am too.
It's funny how that switched.
And then Pauly goes, hey, what are you doing tonight? I was thinking of doing a stroll where you get soup and wine in downtown Vermont. And I said, I don't know. What are you asking me?
There's beer, there's chili, there's many types of soups.
Yeah.
Soup and wine stroll?
I think that's what Pauly just invited me to. And I thought, well, like, I kind of spent enough time with you this week, you know?
We don't have to talk. We can just eat and drink.
Okay.
It sounds very Hallmark movie-ish.
Mm. Like Paulie and I in matching flannels walking down the street.
Like dusting of snow falling. Ooh. Or maybe some leaves, something. Yeah. It's very Hallmarkish.
Kicking some leaves in the air.
No, jumping into a pile of leaves.
Holding hands.
Yes. Paulie's birthday, you can celebrate it as well. DanPatrick.com. You buy one T-shirt, you get the other one for 50% off. Play of the day, poll questions, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. Ed Reed, Hall of Famer, is going to join us a little bit later on. Chris Mannix, Sports Illustrated, he's plugged in with what's going on with the Celtics, as the Celtics look like they're going to suspend their coach, Ime Udoka, for the entire season. And I got a lot of questions here. There's very few details. I assume, and I shouldn't use that word, if you're going to suspend somebody for a year, why are you bringing them back in the first place? It seems like that's a pretty egregious series of events. Something happened. I'm just trying to figure out exactly what happened here. And I don't know what the violation was. I don't know what happened. I don't know if it's a series of events. But if you're going to suspend your coach for a year, and I know it's apples to oranges, but Robert Sarver was going to be suspended for a year and fined $10 million. This feels like it's pretty big. A year's salary. So this might be equivalent to Robert Sarver, the Phoenix Suns owner. And Chris Mannix sent a tweet out saying, hey, don't be surprised if the Celtics add Frank Vogel, who's friends with Brad Stevens, the GM, to the coaching ranks there. So, got a lot of things to talk about. We'll look at the college football weekend. I think it's a sneaky good college football weekend. Browns handled the Steelers 29-17. And if you are an over and under guy, Paulie goes, oh, that field goal, that was the over. And I said, no, the over was 40.5.
Oh, my Lord.
40.5. That's as bad a beat as you can have. Now, we always talk about the bad beat. We never talk about the great win because it's, you know, when you gamble, it's full of bad beats. When you win, you don't go, God, I can't believe that's the greatest win I've ever had. You're like, yeah, about time something went my way. But, you know, gamblers talk about the bad beats. I've told you about my bad beat that still bothers me to this day. Chester Markle. Hillsdale College. I did research on him after he had a field goal block and went back to him and he ran in for a touchdown. All he has to do is kick the field goal against the Bears and I win. Boom. Blocked. Back to Chester Markle. That dude's not, he can't run. And then he runs it in. Bad beat. Still to this day. Damn you, Chester Markle. Cost me a dime. Yeah, Paul.
So the over-under was 40.5.
And a half.
So with moments to go, it's 23-17. The Fighting
Trubisky.
There's
Trubisky's, 9 seconds to go.
Right, and you thought that they were going to throw like maybe a 10-yard out so they can get in position to throw one of those Hail Marys. They do the pitcheroo play.
Yeah.
Pitchy-woo-woo.
They do the Stanford Band play.
Yeah, and then was it Ward who picked up in the end zone
yes.
for the over?
Yes.
Oh, Christ. Sorry.
It's unbelievable.
It is.
It's one of those where you go, how did this happen? How? And that's why I don't gamble. It's not when you win, it's when you lose. Because the high is not high enough to erase how low that low is. There's no way you can go to bed after that. Just not. Now, there's been times when I bet, and then you got this high, it's so euphoric, and you're like, God, that's great. That's awesome. And then when you lose, it's like, I got to get to bed. I got to forget about this. Yes, Mark.
Now, when you win a bet or when you used to win bets,
yeah.
Were you already spending the money you had won? Like, oh, I can do this. I can do that.
Oh, no. No. I didn't need to spend it on anything. And it's not like I had anything. It was just like I wanted to load up and I was going to buy a Corvette. So I was up $6,000 and I went into bowl season and I was going to make one more bet. Because I was going to win $3,000. I was going to be up to $9,000. And Daddy was going to come home with a Corvette.
Little red Corvette?
No, it didn't matter what color. And this was way before Prince gave his little red Corvette. But it was going to be probably 65, 66, 67
Ooh.
Corvette. And the ladies would then follow. Well, I lost the bet. I lost
$3,300.
So I cashed out. That was it. Never placed another bet. Cold turkey. Yes, Paul.
From Corvette to Chevette.
Yep. I did have a Chevette.
There you
yeah,
go.
That's what I'm saying.
I had a white Chevette.
And that's a late. That's worse than the Velcro wallet to keep ladies away.
Oh, my God. You know, you walk out to the parking lot, and I had a friend who had a 65 Malibu Corvette. Gorgeous. Had another friend who had a 69 Chevelle 396. Had another one who had a 69 Rally Sport Camaro convertible. And then I had a Chevette.
How do you compete with that?
I would always tell people I have a vet. And they go out and they go, oh, no, Chevette. And Chevette is up there with the Pinto.
Yeah.
Where you go, hey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry falling on hard times. Yeah. Man, I could have been something.
We had a Pinto growing up.
Yeah. Remember, weren't those the ones that, like, if they would explode, like if you hit them a certain
way. If you breathed on the back end, they would explode.
You know what's crazy? When you think about cars now, we had this one car that if you made a left-hand turn too fast, the door would fly open. That's like, that can never, you could never have that anymore.
You shouldn't have that. You shouldn't have that happen.
That's, I remember my mom bought it for like $200 or something. Like, hey, look at this car we just got. And then making a turn, it flew right open. Holy crap.
So wouldn't have been a good NASCAR.
No.
Because you're going left the whole time. You'd be, like, falling out. And then we never wore seatbelts back then.
Nah.
Soft.
I know. We had them, but I never, ever remember getting into a car and then having my parents say, buckle up. Be like, hey, don't make me come back there. Yeah, see.
When I was younger, we used to go to Vermont all the time.
Yeah.
And I remember one of my favorite things was we had a Subaru. You know, like a wagon.
Yeah.
Nice.
And
yeah.
My dad would pack up all of our stuff but leave a space there so I could just sit in the back, like, trunk area and go all the way to Vermont there. Now, you'd never be allowed to do that anymore. With the luggage and stuff?
Yeah, we had a station wagon, and we loved to sit all the way back, you know, with the seat that looked out the back window.
Nice.
And we'd make, you know, we'd flip off people, me and my brother.
Good old days.
Yeah. Can't do that anymore. Yes, Todd.
And it's nice and bumpy. You roll. That's why everyone wants to sit in like the back of the school bus. It's like an amusement park ride. You're getting thrown around all over the place.
By the way, this program brought to you by Discover. You can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. And that's amazing. Learn more. Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Stat of the day, as always, brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. With Deshaun Watson being suspended, the Browns probably started out as an afterthought because we weren't quite sure, even though they're one of the more talented teams in the NFL. You got two very good running backs. You got one great running back in Nick Chubb. You got Kareem Hunt. Amari Cooper looked good last night. You got Myles Garrett. Like, you have talent on this team. You got a good offensive line, but then you lose the game to the Jets. The Browns could be 3-0. And you got Jacoby Brissett. Like, he's not a long-term answer, but he does know his role, and that is, I'm here until Deshaun Watson comes back. But if they can continue the trend through the next 8 weeks, you bring Watson in with a talented roster, all of a sudden, Cleveland's going to get your attention. And they certainly did with the Pittsburgh Steelers last night. Here is Jacoby Brissett, the Browns quarterback, on bouncing back to the embarrassing loss to the Jets.
It is such a short week. I think we had the right men in that room to be able to get past it. And I think we answered that call today. We knew it wasn't going to be easy. We had to look each other in the face and look ourselves in the mirror and say, like, listen, like, man, the season's going on. Like, the longer we soak about that one, then we won't be where we need to be for this game.
And then there's Mike Tomlin, the Steelers head coach. And he was asked the following question.
Like, heading into the mini bye that you guys have, do you consider making any changes, whether quarterback play calling
it? I'm not in that mindset. I'm interested in reviewing this tape and looking at the totality of it and figuring out how we collectively get better. So the answer to that question is definitively no.
So you're asking that question already. Here we are, week three. Are you going to change quarterbacks? Mitchell Trubisky looks like a good quarterback until you need him to be a good quarterback, if that makes sense. At the end of the first half, you're like, just get in field goal range. Add 3 points, and then incompletion, incompletion, incompletion. And it's not just him. You know, without T.J. Watt, it's a different team. And I'm still waiting for Najee Harris to do something. I think they got skilled position players, wide receivers. We saw that last night. Here's the call of George Pickens' one-handed grab.
Second down and 4 from the Pittsburgh 46. And this long pass.
A great catch by rookie George Pickens inside the Browns 20 at the 18-yard line. What a play for the young man from Georgia.
That's courtesy of WDVE, the Steelers Radio Network. It's one of those where you go, I sort of remember him at Georgia. But then they have so much talent, it's one of those, next guy up. It's like Arian Foster, you know, when he came into the league. I mean, I remember watching him, Alvin Kamara, watching him in college, where you go, yeah, okay, I see it. And then DK Metcalf, nobody knew about him at Ole Miss. Got to the combine, you're like, who is that guy? But that was an unbelievable grab. And then there's obviously going to be the comparisons between OBJ and what Pickens did last night. Social media loved it. OBJ shouted him out, too. I think that's awesome. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DPShow. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. That's our streaming partner. Download the app, and you can watch for free if you haven't already done that. We say good morning. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and nearly 400 cities around America that carries this award-nominated program. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, I might agree with Jerry Jones, and that usually doesn't happen.
Excuse me?
Yes, we'll have that for you coming up next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Well, week three started. Did you get started on a good note? The official sports betting partner of the NFL, DraftKings Sportsbook, is ready to help you. If you're a new customer, bet just $5 on any NFL team to win. Get $200 in free bets if they do. Also, stepped up same game parlays. Right now, for every leg that you add, you can boost your winnings up to 100% with payouts bigger than ever. Why bet on football anyplace else? Download that DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the promo code Patrick. That will get you $200 in free bets if your team wins when you place a $5 bet on any football game. So the code is Patrick, only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Fritzy?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets, one boost per eligible game, 10-plus leg required for 100% boost, opt-in required, deposit, parlay, and wagering restrictions do apply.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. In case you follow such things, Cleveland sent a fifth-round draft pick and swapped sixth-round picks with the Cowboys to acquire Amari Cooper. Four-time Pro Bowler, he has now had back-to-back 100-yard games. David Njoku, did you see him in the pregame? That wasn't fair. Like, that's where you go... if you're watching with
there's
your
wife.
There's
a God amongst us mere mortals?
Yes.
Yeah, I was like, he came on the screen and he's there. I mean, he's absolutely shredded. He's basically just in his underwear.
Yeah.
And he's like hugging Richard Sherman or somebody. And I just heard my wife go, oh. I was like, yeah, babe, I know. Look at this dude.
Yeah.
Damn.
Although if I'm Richard Sherman and a guy in his underwear is hugging me, you know, I might give him the Heisman there a little bit.
I probably would have hugged him if I saw him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, yeah, Paulie?
I've heard of medium t-shirts to make yourself look swole. David Njoku went medium shorts. He was showing off every muscle he had.
Nick Chubb, speaking of which.
There you go. Wow. Unintentional.
Wow.
That deserves at least a bloop.
You Thank know? You, Tom. Thank
full
you.
Full Chubb.
Yeah. No, just a Nick Chubb. He now has 40 rushing touchdowns since entering the league. Only one other running back has more touchdowns, and that's Derrick Henry with 56.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
All right, we'll get to phone calls. Poll question today, Seton, and I'm going to play something from Jerry Jones, the Cowboys owner.
Well, we threw up just for the first hour, Dan, better catch, since it's in everybody's mind. Odell Beckham Jr., George Pickens.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, OBJ's 53% of the vote.
If I froze both catches right before their catches, let's say 1 second before they make the catch, I'm probably going to say there's no way Pickens makes that catch. It was a Matrix-type feel. OBJ's was leaning back, and he was almost shaped like a half moon. An incredible catch, obviously. But I would say Pickens appeared to have been more difficult.
Mm.
Because I thought, well, I mean, he's going to go up and try to catch. Oh, come on. Oh, my God, he caught it. OBJ, it was one of those where you're watching, and it took a little while to come down. And you go, okay, oh, wow, that's an incredible grab. I got a different reaction to Pickens than I did OBJ. I would probably go with Pickens. Degree of difficulty. Yeah, Paul.
I see what you're saying. I've got a freeze frame of Pickens, and he's turned sideways, and it's over his head, like an over-the-shoulder catch for a center fielder.
Yeah.
And same thing with Odell Beckham. He's more backwards, and he can track it a little better from his position. But if you watch the freeze frame of Beckham, he's got it with two fingers.
That's true.
And the football is flying. It's not like a lollipop. And he's got two. I know he's got big fingers, but two of them.
But it's floating more than the Pickens throw was. And so that's even tougher. Because when you're floating it, at least it doesn't have the same kind of velocity. At least I wouldn't think. But Jerry Jones had some comments. Well, what a shocker. He was asked about Cooper Rush. And you know, the context of this is, if Cooper Rush plays well, do you have a quarterback controversy?
Wouldn't it be something if you had a dilemma as to which way you go? You do that if he gets 10 wins. Same thing that happened with Prescott. I think like that.
So you'd want that? You'd want that controversy?
Of course I would.
Okay.
Of course that means we'd won. If it comes in here and played as well as Prescott played, Rush played that well over these next games ahead, I'd walk New York to get that.
Okay. But if it does happen where Cooper Rush is playing unbelievable, he's not going to keep the job. So it's not a competition. Tony Romo got hurt. Hurt his back. Dak then came in, and Tony realized, and Tony wasn't healthy enough, I don't think, to come back and play one more year. So I know we're trying to make this situation similar because it's the Cowboys, but it's not. You don't pay Dak all that money to have him then go, Dak, I need to talk to you. Cooper Rush is going to be our quarterback. Not going to happen. I mean, it's nice to say that. All I would say is, boy, it's nice to have a quality backup quarterback who plays like he's a starter. It's a great luxury for us to have. I don't need to motivate Dak Prescott, but it feels like Jerry's saying, hey, got to get back there. Hey, Dak is going to get back there sooner than expected, right, Dak? Dak's at practice now. I don't think Dak's going, I got to get back because Cooper Rush is going to take my job. That's not happening. Yeah, Paul.
But if you pause for a second and say what Jerry Jones is saying from a football standpoint, if you use words like dilemma and controversy, those don't help. But he's saying, like, hey, man, if Cooper Rush plays out of his mind, now I have trade bait or the future quarterback or whatever it may be. It's a lot better for his team than if he plays poorly.
But he was asked about a quarterback controversy or competition.
But he's saying controversy is what you guys say it is. But a controversy only happens if he plays out of his mind over the next 6 weeks.
Yes, Todd.
Aren't you surprised he didn't handle that a little more clearly? Listen, Dak's our quarterback. As soon as he's healthy enough, regardless of what Cooper does, well, obviously we want to stay afloat and win some games with Cooper. But make no mistake, when Dak is able to play, he's going to be under center, and that's it.
Wait, so you want me to start understanding Jerry Jones now?
I thought, based on his past history, I thought he would just clear it up and just say, Dak's our quarterback. Don't try to make this more than it is. We're all behind Cooper until Dak's ready to play. And now he's kind of started something unnecessarily. If I'm Dak Prescott, I'm not loving what my owner just said.
If I'm Dak Prescott, I'm laughing at this. Like, I'm still the quarterback. And if I'm not, how much do you owe me guaranteed? Exactly. That's why I'm still the quarterback. Yes, Eden.
He might be laughing about it, like, ha, 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 I'm still the quarterback. But it's not like the Cowboys have won anything with Dak Prescott. I mean, not to be negative, but it's not like he's like, hey, you know, I got us to the Super Bowl three times or something. He's 1-3 in the playoffs.
If Dak was going into the final year of his contract, now we could have a quarterback controversy. This is where Jerry could use it to his advantage and say, you know, Dak, here's our offer. And if you don't want it, then we got Cooper Rush. Yes, he
right. Is his play what makes him irreplaceable, or is his contract what makes him irreplaceable?
I would say certainly his contract. That's a lot of money.
I don't know. It feels like kind of swinging an awfully big stick with Dak Prescott being like, go ahead and try to take my job. Like, dude, I don't know what you've really done other than sign a big deal. And
he did have a good first year. That, of course, with Tony's players. But when they go 13-3 that first year, and he played really, really well. Yeah, Paul.
2021, Dak Prescott was 11-5, 4,500 yards, 37 touchdowns, and 10 picks.
That's a great year.
That's a peak. That's the peak.
That's betting on yourself right there. I don't think he's concerned about Cooper Rush. If this was another team, then I don't think it would be a blip on the sports radar. But it's Dak, it's Cooper Rush, it's the Cowboys, it's Jerry Jones. I mean, that's your Molotov cocktail where you go, I'm going to throw this one out there, and everybody jumps. Whatever happens with the Cowboys, you have to react. Even if nothing happens to the Cowboys, you still have to react. It's written into, you know, the language, I think, when you go to Fox or ESPN or CBS, any of these places. Got to get the Cowboys in. I remember when we did SportsCenter, there were certain players and certain teams that we had to get in, somehow get into the rundown. Now, I did a highlight show, so it was a lot easier to avoid the stories. The 6 o'clock SportsCenter had to cover the stories, whereas we just did highlights. And that was different. But all of these shows now, you must get the Cowboys, you must get LeBron and the Lakers in. That and watch all of these shows. And you can see somehow, some way, and sometimes it's warranted. But this to me, all right, I think it's interesting what Jerry's saying here, but I don't know what it means to Dak Prescott. When Dak heard this, I'd be curious what Dak, how he reacted to this. I don't think he thought, you know, I'm going to tape this up and rub some dirt on it. I got to get back out there. I'm going to try harder. Yes, Marv.
We are just begging for Overreaction Tuesday because the Cowboys play at the Giants at MetLife Monday night. Ooh. So Tuesday morning, ooh, win or lose, ooh, whether Cooper does well or he does terrible.
Well, we're overreacting no matter what, because if the Giants win, they're now 3-0. Are they the class of the division? And if Cooper Rush plays well, Dak's job in jeopardy, question mark? And if he doesn't play well, Dak better hurry up. Cowboys season is ticking. I've been around too long to know this is what you do. How do we spin this? On Tuesday at SportsCenter, be like, all right, how do we spin this? Like, the Giants are 3-0. Yeah, I know, but nobody cares about the Giants. How about Cooper Rush? Dak Prescott? Yeah, Paul.
I'll tell you, living in the New York City area, and a lot of parents we know are either Jets fans or Giants fans, I've never seen people like this. They're wearing their colors the past week. They're asking me, hey, the Jets, what do you think? And I tell them the same thing, like, great start so far, because that's what it is. These people, I think, are in for a real punch in the mouth over the next 3 or 4 weeks, figuratively.
But you don't think they know that?
No.
I mean, they're Jets fans. They're
no.
Well, I don't Giants think, fans.
Yeah. You know, when you walk by them, you swear you can smell mothballs because those jerseys have right. not been worn in a long time. Like, is that mothballs?
That's a Klecko jersey.
Yeah.
You know, you got a Jason Pierre-Paul jersey they're wearing. Yeah. It is funny because, you know, the Jets have the Bengals. And if they win it, that's a big, big deal for both teams.
Yeah.
But I've seen people, a lot of people in the media, picking the Giants to win outright versus the Cowboys this weekend.
Well, they're favored. The Giants are favored in that game. Yes, Todd.
Isn't Dak under pressure regardless of the outcome? If Cooper plays great, Dak's like, oh, I don't want them to forget about me. I better get back out there because they're going to start thinking maybe he's just a guy or something for the next several weeks. And then if he plays terrible, I have the pressure to save the Cowboys season now, and I got to get healthy and get them out there before Dallas starts slipping too much.
Well, you don't want to do what Baker Mayfield did and be out there and you're injured. So if you're Dak Prescott, you bide your time. You did this with your ankle surgery. When you get back, you get back. And there's enough time in this season. It's like we wrote off the Cowboys when Dak got hurt. There are a lot of analysts who said, it's over. I thought, it's 17 weeks here. And it's a thumb surgery. Okay, it's on his passing hand. But if you survive, that's why I was shocked that the Bengals went from 2-point underdogs to 7-point favorites. Even mentioned that on the Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble podcast. By the way, go to danpatrick.com. You can hear Shea and Irving, Bad Larry, and Dylan, our graphics guys, as they make the picks for the weekend. A big success there with our gambling podcast. Also, sign up for the DP Show newsletter. You get everything from the show at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. Yes, Paul?
I was thinking, wide receivers have those great gloves that help them do their jobs better, right?
Those are performance enhancing.
Right. Why don't they make gloves for quarterbacks, passing hand gloves for quarterbacks that both help them grip the ball?
Which they do.
Yeah, but a new kind, where they're almost kind of like have a little bit of a shell insulation on the thumbs and fingers, that so if they hit their thumb on a helmet, it doesn't break and they miss 6 weeks. Seems like a pretty common injury.
Yeah, but you don't want anything foreign on there.
Yeah.
You just don't. It would affect you. Guys would have a problem.
Loose grip.
They would have a problem with that. I understand what you're saying. It's like all the offensive linemen wear those knee braces, and not all of them have had knee surgery. It's, you know, preventative measures there. But I don't think you could create something for the thumb, because it doesn't matter how much protection you give that. When you hit a helmet, it's going to break.
Call the boys over at Carhartt. Put together a nice quarterback thing. Keep them warm in the winter.
Mm.
You know, good if they want to, like, do yard work.
Yes, Todd.
And if a quarterback had a little sticky stuff on his thumb or anywhere, like on his glove, and he's got to fire the ball out at a certain moment to catch the receiver, and it slows his ability to release the ball because the ball's kind of stuck to his glove for an extra half second, that could be the difference in a completion or interception.
But they do wear those gloves.
Yeah, but they don't want to have any kind of sticky substance on them because they're worried
tacky.
About their thumb getting hurt.
No, they don't just wear gloves. It's, you know, Kurt Warner wore, it's a tacky glove. Your guy Peyton Manning wore. It's a tacky kind of surface.
And it's got like a sticky material on it. I'm surprised, yeah. Like how they would be able to, wouldn't that stop them a little bit from?
They didn't wear them for fashion reasons. There was probably a football reason.
Don't we have a pair of those gloves around here? Didn't McLovin?
We have wide receiver gloves. I don't know if we have QB gloves.
But if you feel those, the texture of them, there's a tackiness to that. So maybe we could get a pair of those, and then you'll be able to see it.
And Natalia go, oh, okay, yes, it is. Okay, yeah, okay, mystery solved.
You know what I got in the mail yesterday? I got something for Todd. It's a blow-up doll.
Oh, he had that on back order.
But it's a tackling dummy. It's a blow-up Broncos tackling dummy.
So it's not like Kathy Ireland or something?
No,
like
no,
that.
No.
That's disappointing.
And nobody knows who she is.
Yeah. Really?
Back,
legend.
There's, back in the 80s.
Our audience might.
Back in the 80s.
Legend status.
She was great, but then that voice.
Rachel Hunter, L. McPherson?
Rachel Hunter, L. McPherson, of course. Yeah. I think that, and I told Tyler, I said, Tyler, I got you a job. I need you to blow this up. And he turned around and he saw what it was. And he goes, okay. So Tyler is going to blow it up. And it's a tackling dummy, Todd.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
And so I have to tackle
but
it?
But you're the dummy. You're
me?
The dummy.
I get it.
You're
the dummy.
Tackling dummy. You're going to tackle the dummy.
I got no big plans later tonight, baby. I'll just bring the dummy home.
Hey, hon, I brought somebody home.
Well, all my fantasies are coming true.
Yeah, it's a tackling dummy. Yes, Paul.
Now, if Todd's going to tackle this, I warn you, the last time we did any type of physical bit with Todd, Seton, if you remember, you went out for a pass. We were doing was it like an Eddie Bauer flannel shirt thing or something?
Yeah.
And Todd lightly tackled Seton in a very benign photo shoot and went down on his knee and proceeded to react like Justin Herbert getting hit in the
ribs. I thought I broke a few ribs. I'm not even joking. The whole flight home, I was positive. I went to the doctor like the next day, and for sure I thought the x-ray was going to show that I
And
broke
then
something.
You did arm wrestling. And you use that as an excuse when you were battling
Paulie,
Brooklyn.
Yeah. Oh, no, was it
Brooklyn
it was,
Decker?
Okay. I thought it was Paulie.
Oh, Paulie.
I lasted for a little while, but ultimately I succumbed to Paulie's strength and my broken ribs.
Excuses.
I know. It's like my ribs.
It was really ill-advised. I thought I was going to like playfully tackle Seton, and like, the way I fell on top of him.
Tackle a Broncos dummy?
What is it made out of? Is it just some kind of soft pillow material, or is it?
It's made of ice picks.
I'll give it a shot.
It's made of porcupine needles.
I'd like to see what this dummy looks like.
All right, during the commercial break, during the live look-in, you're going to tackle the tackling dummy, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. All right. Let's take a break. We'll get to phone calls. We got our play of the day up next, and update our poll results back after this. It's always a great day when we receive a shipment from Panini. I mean, it's not a great day because then I have to say to Seton, got a package from Panini yet? And then Seton's like, I haven't seen anything. And all of a sudden I walk by Seton's desk and there is a...
Hey, I was just opening this.
Got some stuff over there.
Cards here.
Yeah, Panini America, official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show.
Oh, here, they just came for you. Here you go.
Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. Official products from the NFL, the NBA, UFC, and for the first time ever, the World Cup. I don't know if Seton ever had a Christmas like this the other day when we opened up the World Cup stickers. And he was like, oh, my God. Oh, and then we got this. Oh, my God.
Maybe, pretty accurate description.
Maybe you were a little more emotional than that. They also have the Donruss cards. They're going to sell out. PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain. The official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Oh, my God.
The play, the play of the day.
Turn left, I got it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Chubb will be the tailback. Froholt the fullback. They turn. They give it to Chubb. He vaults. He spins. He lands. Touchdown! As the Browns go down the field and open up an 8-point lead, they've been at 22-14.
courtesy of the Browns Radio Network. That is your play of the day. Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. Only one place you can collect them all. Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of the DP Show. For instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. Nick Chubb has 24 career 100-yard games. That ranks third on the Browns' all-time list. Jim Brown had 58. Leroy Kelly had 27. I would have thought Greg Pruitt might have been in there as well. But Jim Brown with 58. And the Browns are 2-1 for the third consecutive season. One of three teams to start 2-1 last year and not make the playoffs. Ravens and Saints were the other ones. Cleveland has started 2-1 eight times since 1995, but only made the playoffs twice in the previous seven. This year, of course, still to be determined. We're trying to blow up the blow-up doll. It's a tackling dummy that Fritzy got in the mail. We just need to find somebody who will blow up the tackling dummy. Paulie, being the executive producer, gave that responsibility to...
I opened up the floor to see if someone wanted to seize the opportunity and really take a step up in their career.
Right.
That means I just yelled to the back room, someone blow this up.
Somebody blow this up! Because you blow it up, and then Todd's going to blow it up when he tackles
got
it.
Got that right.
Yes, indeed. We're calling the college football weekend the heavyweight versus light heavyweight.
Right.
So there's some interesting matchups. I don't think there's heavyweight versus heavyweight, but you have a heavyweight versus a light heavyweight. Maryland, Michigan. Heavyweight? Light heavyweight? Clemson, Wake, heavyweight, light heavyweight. Baylor, Iowa State. Florida, Tennessee.
Former heavyweight champions.
Yes, and former light. Wait.
Who's the light heavyweight there out of Florida and Tennessee? Who are we insulting most?
We're saying they're heavyweight champions who took some time off.
What like, formerly proud
like
team
Michael
are we?
Spinks was a great light heavyweight. Evander Holyfield, a great light heavyweight.
So is Tennessee the Evander Holyfield of college football?
No.
They're not? Okay.
No.
Okay.
Oregon, Washington State. Arkansas, Texas A&M. Wisconsin, Ohio State. USC, Oregon State's a little tasty, too.
Look out late night.
Yes, late night. I like. The lightweight... Light heavy versus the heavy.
Yeah. 14 hours of it.
Yeah, I know. A couple of phone calls in here. Joe in L.A. leads us off. Hi, Joe. What's on your mind today?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Joe.
I just wanted to say I agree with Seton that contract is the best thing that Dak has done. And I was pretty surprised that you said an 11-5 season was great.
No, his numbers were great.
Okay. So that being said, what do you think he has to do to actually make it a competition? I know you're kind of laughing off Jerry Jones that it's, you know, if he does good and they're winning, it'll be a competition.
But it's not happening. It can't happen, Joe. You can't. I think all that happens is that you know that Cooper Rush can play if you need him. That's it. I think Jerry, that's what he meant, but he said it in an awkward way. Now, play it again. Here's Jerry on if Cooper Rush plays well, do they have a quarterback controversy?
Wouldn't it be something if you had a dilemma as to which way you go? You do that if he gets 10 wins. Same thing that happened with Prescott. I think like that.
So you'd want that? You'd want that controversy?
Of course I would.
Okay.
Of course that means we'd want if it comes in here and played as well as Prescott played, Rush, played that well over these next games ahead, I'd walk New York to get there.
I'd walk to New York. It's different. Romo had back injury and was at the end of his career. It's completely different. But if this motivates Dak or Jerry is trying to motivate Cooper Rush, Cooper Rush is not going to be the Cowboys' starting quarterback moving forward after Dak comes back, unless he gets injured again. Doug in North Carolina. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind?
Dan, I want to make a little bet with you.
Oh, no.
Daniel Patrick Pugh, I want to make a little bet with you.
And I will sweeten the pot by letting you pick who you want. But let's bet on who will be the first rookie quarterback to start a job, Pickett or Willis. And I will let you pick for a pie to the face. I'm still waiting for Seton to get a pie to the face, by the way. But Willis or Pickett, who do you want?
I don't have any opinion on it.
Oh, you're breaking my heart.
I
have nothing to live for except this bet, and now I got nothing.
I guess you would think that Pickett would get a chance over Willis because you've got Tennessee is in a bad division, and you can stay in the race for a while, and I don't think you're going to make a change with Ryan Tannehill. The Steelers, I think one more loss, maybe two more losses. But, they, you know, understand this. There's no loyalty to Mitchell Trubisky. I just think you got to be careful when you put in Pickett. Because I would think when you get to the bye week, that's when you would say, all right, get ready. Going to give you an extra week, and we want you to get ready. By then, you're going to know if you're in the race. Because I don't know. Cleveland's good. And then they have Deshaun Watson coming in. Steelers are now 1-2. Barely 1-2. You know, Bengals did everything they could do to hand the game to them. But Ravens, I think, are the best team in the division. The Browns should be when Deshaun Watson comes back. Tom in North Carolina. Hi, Tom. Hey,
Good
Tom.
Morning, Dan.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, I don't think you should be the only one getting a pie on Monday. I think Fritzy's Broncos versus Marvin's Niners is a little tasty.
Well, I don't know. Danette on Danette Crime. Anybody want a piece of that?
It would be fun. I don't have a great feeling about Denver at home against San Francisco and Jimmy G. But if you want to just have some fun with it and just straight up, no spread or anything like that, who's going to win? I'd be down for that, knowing that I may be on the receiving end of one.
Well, Marv could be handing out two pies because I said that he could hit me with the pie because it was a Jimmy G bet that I lost, and Marvin is a Niners apologist. Are you interested in a straight-up bet with Fritzy? Niners? Broncos?
I'll give him the points. Give him 3 points.
Oh, I'll take anything I can get because that can get ugly, but I will do that.
The line is 1.5. So you got a point and a half, Fritzy.
He just gave me an extra point and a half.
Okay.
And so the 49ers would have to win by 4. Anything else I don't get a pie. Am I understanding that correctly?
Is that right, Marvin? Just so we have the
49ers need to win by at least 4 points.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Let's have fun.
That doesn't sound like fun.
Not for me.
No, but if you smash him in the face, then that's fun, isn't it? You get to hit me, and then you get to hit Todd.
All right. It's not my favorite thing, but
what, hitting somebody with a pie?
No, I'm not Mario.
Oh.
He's not mean-spirited like that.
No, he's not. Marvin is not mean-spirited like Mario.
Watching people get hit is funny.
Yes, it is. By the way, the 12:15 podcast coming up later on. The backroom guys get to dish on everything on the show. 1 hour in the books, 2 more to go on this Meet Friday. We all have different ideas about success, and we achieve it at different times in different ways. And if you've recently changed jobs or you're considering retirement, you're probably thinking about your own version of success and striving to reach your goals. Maybe it's time to start thinking about your investment portfolios and retirement accounts. Retirement's a big deal. You don't want to go alone. You can't afford to make mistakes, and you don't have to because Stifel has been holding financial hands for 130 years. They're financial advisors helping clients just like you create personalized retirement plans, understanding the many options for claiming Social Security, implementing an investment portfolio designed around your needs. That's really just the start. As a client, you have access to Stifel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views, enabling you to make informed decisions regarding your hard-earned wealth. Invest in your success. Find a Stifel financial advisor at Stifel.com. STIFEL.com. Stifel Nicholas & Company, Incorporated. Member SIPC and NYSE.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.